You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We've got 24 minutes to go before 7 o'clock, and we shift our focus now on the World Economic Forum. It's currently underway, having started on the 22nd of May, and it draws to a close tomorrow. The platform brings together world leaders with the aim of driving global change. Garth Napier is the MD of Old Mutual Insure, and he's representing Old Mutual at this year's gathering in Davos. He'll be taking part in critical debates to address key issues such as managing climate change risk. As you may know by now, today marks Africa Day, and Napier would have met with leaders from the African continent to find ways of working together to solve common challenges facing the continent. He joins us now for more on the happenings on the gathering in Davos. Garth, thank you so much for joining us. We always see the images on television, right? And this year is quite different because it's being held in summer, but are you warm where you are?
Good evening, Dudu, and good evening to your listeners. Yes, it's definitely a very different feel, and we've got some nice spring weather today, so feeling a lot warmer than you probably doing in Joburg.
Awesome. So as we continue to count the cost of the floods here at home in KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape, right, what have been the key learnings from this year's gathering on safeguarding the climate?
Yeah, I think it has definitely been a very key topic of the conference this year. I think one of the key things we're discussing is really around urgency of a response and a coordinated response across the globe. I think that's the first message. I think the second message has been around how do we think about a just transition. I think we as African representatives here want to make sure that the developed world takes a couple of things into account. I think the first one is that many countries and many people across Africa don't have enough energy supply or stable energy supply or affordable energy. The second one is that the cost of going to net zero needs to be funded in some way, shape or form. And as developing economies, it's a cost that we maybe can't bear on our own, and we need support from developed economies. And then I guess lastly, it's really around skills and intellectual property. So the technology needed to get to net zero at this point is still very expensive and out of reach for many consumers and countries, and we need support in that regard.
And that is the conundrum, because we have all the resources. But what are the biggest worries about climate action?
Yeah, I think that the biggest worry is just, you know, we've had lots of commitments from governments, whether it's around funding or commitment to reduce CO2. But we're not seeing the action we're expecting to see, I guess, is a big concern around inaction and maybe not acting fast enough across the globe.
Mm. In terms of Old Mutual and your non-life business, which is Old Mutual Insure, what are you doing to address climate change risk? What trends are you seeing in this space?
Yeah, I think the main trend we've seen is really being an increase in frequency in natural disasters. I mean, we've now seen two major floods in KZN in the space of just under a month. I think that's a huge wake-up call for us. But if you go back over the last 4 or 5 years, there's definitely been an increase in the frequency of natural catastrophes, whether it's we've had quite a few cyclones, hail, drought in the last couple of years. So that's definitely been a trend. I think for us, we're trying to address it in a number of ways. The first is we're investing quite a lot of resources in trying to identify which of our customers are at higher risk of being impacted by climate change and the natural catastrophes that may come from it. I think the second one is we really want to work with government to think through how can we reduce the impact that these climate risks are going to have. So can we support governments in thinking through infrastructure investments, supporting on repairing infrastructure? And then I guess the last one is, you know, playing a role in trying to provide some relief when these disasters do happen. Are kind of the three big things we're focusing on. Obviously, over and above, as a corporate citizen, we are looking at how do we reduce our carbon emissions. And as a wider Old Mutual group, we have committed both as an asset manager and an asset owner to the Global Net Zero Alliance and making sure that our investments are supporting green energy and reducing carbon emissions.
Sure. Gough, when we talk of regional collaboration, right, are we operating in silos or singing from the same hymn book, especially when we are looking for solutions that work for the African continent? What have been some of the conversations that have been had around the space?
I think the biggest conversation has been around the Continental Free Trade Agreement, which was signed in 2018. I think, you know, we had quite a few heads of states join that conversation. We had the president of Rwanda drive the conversation. We had representatives from Namibia, Zimbabwe, Cote d'Ivoire, Malawi, as well as representatives from South Africa on the conversation. And I think a big part of it is really giving effect to that agreement and really, you know, holding ourselves accountable to how do we remove some of the non-trade barriers that maybe aren't in the agreement itself but do exist in the different areas. I think the other one is trying to drive more regional trade. So it's one thing to think about continental-wide trade, but we've got to recognize that if we can drive regional trade, we drive continental trade. I think some of the stats that are very interesting is, you know, only 18% of our GDP is traded between African countries.
Sure.
The majority of it is with the outside world. And, you know, from a we look at the challenges we have now with global supply chains, I think one of the strategies to limit the impact of, you know, global supply disruptions is, you know, sourcing more locally or regionally. So I think it's been quite an interesting conversation. I think we really now need to move from the agreement and bringing it to life and driving the implementation of it.
Absolutely. I think also it would be interesting to hear what comes up as the conference draws rather to a close on the free movement of people. But what are some of the lessons on economic recovery in a post-COVID-19 world?
Yeah, I think, you know, I guess the first one is not everyone has recovered equally. You know, some countries have managed to recover a lot quicker than others. And I think, unfortunately, the lesson that's emerging is that the developed world has recovered a lot quicker than the developing world, given the skills and knowledge. You know, it's been a lot easier for countries that have very high services industry contribution to GDP to recover because it's been easy for those workers to work remotely. For countries like or the continent like Africa, where we have a lot more in agriculture, manufacturing, it's been a little more of a longer road to recovery. So I think that's been one of the first lessons, is just, you know, the recovery hasn't been equal. I think the second lesson is, you know, collaboration was needed and definitely played a big role in getting vaccines to more people than if we hadn't collaborated. And I think that's a lesson hopefully we can build on as a region and as a continent, that when we work together to find common solutions, the general results in better outcomes for all of us.
Absolutely. Gough, what do you say to somebody that, you know, could put forth an argument to say, well, these conversations are not new, especially around climate change, right? And here at home, we're definitely seeing the impact, as you noted, in KwaZulu-Natal. And somebody who says, well, is this just another talk shop?
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's a very fair question. I guess the next questions are normally, you know, is it not just a whole bunch of business leaders and world leaders discussing things that won't have an impact? I guess for us, it's really about two things. The one is, I guess most of the best ideas start with a dialogue. And you've got to be part of the dialogue to make sure that the solutions that are developed at a global stage are going to be relevant. I guess secondly for us is, you know, lots of people do question why African leaders come to the World Economic Forum. And, you know, our view is we've got to make sure that Africa's heard and considered. And there's been a number of engagements at this World Economic Forum where I think if we didn't have a perspective of what's happening in the developing world in the conversation, the outcome could have been very different, or people wouldn't have understood the perspective that, listen, in Africa, the majority of people need to burn firewood to cook.
Sure.
You know, something that we take for granted and we understand, they wouldn't have understood that. And so I think the second part is, you know, we've got to be part of the conversations to develop solutions that are going to be relevant for the African continent and for South Africa.
Essentially, we need to have a seat at the table, Gough.
Exactly, and I think we've got to voice our opinion, and we've got to make sure that, you know, we are speaking on behalf of everyone else and trying to find solutions. And, you know, there's definitely a sense of urgency around climate change, at least at this year's forum. And I'm hoping that urgency translates into action.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for taking time to speak to us all the way from Davos in Switzerland. Garth Napier is the Managing Director of Old Mutual Insure. Thank you.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.